We have forgot.
And so,
every day is celebration, though.
The most important part is to celebrate. And we're there, yes, to commemorate, yes, to blah, blah, blah. But we're there to celebrate. There is much to be said for the act of being grateful and acknowledging blessings and celebrating. That's what it's about.
Yeah, actually, when we're in tune like that, the entire life we live is a liturgy. I mean, it's like a sacred, mm-hmm. Everything is sacred.
Yeah, and sacred doesn't have to be religious.
No.
I'm far from being religious.
I am too. I am far from being religious. I don't believe in ideology.
I've had all of the roots, and there's a big difference for me between doctrine and dogma. Let us be clear. But I'm thinking that if music soothes the soul, then whatever words are said are meaningless or less meaningful. I'm not denigrating, but I'm just saying that if it's a way that we can put people's hearts and souls synchronized for the event, then we've done what we should have done as musicians and as... So that's my thing. So I will send you... the charts.
Music for the Christmas?
Yeah, and it's simple stuff, like Silent Night. Everybody knows the first Noel.
Sorry to interrupt, but
yes.
If we could do a piece as well. Do you know from King of Kings, Nicholas Rosa? No, actually.
Oh, yes, I know the one you're speaking of. It's like a Jewish chant. It's a Jewish chant, kind of.
Except we might have a hard time selling this to her.
Oh, yeah? Oh, okay.
Well, we could do it before Mass.
Okay. Yes.
We could do it before Mass.
Oh,
man.
Did you hear that Ave Maria from that movie from over there?
Yes. I
sang that last summer for a wedding in Alabama. I was asked to sing in Calgary last summer. And it was like...
No. It's not the Schubert or the...
How
does it go?
Ave Maria?
No, there's one that's just amazing. It was in an...
Maria. Something like that.
It's in a movie. It's in a very famous Christmas movie.
Oh, okay.
From the war time. And this lady sings, I did sing this
that's
one.
Gorgeous.
The name starts with C, but... I'm just only thinking of Maria Callas, and that's not the one. But she sang it.
Ave Maria, gratia plena, ora pro nobis. Yeah, that's it. Beautiful. It's gorgeous. But the accompaniment, it's so.
I have the music.
It's slow. It's like really like.
The one I requested to sing the most is the Bach one.
Which one?
Yeah.
That would be amazing. Definitely.
We're like Zuzzies, but male female. Like high energy. Like you should see me when I was not like after all my cancer and operations. Like I was like.
Would it make you feel better to know that I had cancer too?
Well, you're all completely cancer free now. Wow, that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
How long? What kind of cancer? If I knew what I knew now, I would never have done it. Never.
I knew that once that was over. It was very symbolic. It was the attachment with my kids, too. So I worked on all of the symbolics of it, and I didn't have to work on the rest. That's why I'm so in the moment now. That's why energy and
that?
Flow, to me, is paramount.
Yeah.
I don't stick around people who have blockage. You know, I just don't want to.
Mm-hmm. But it's the learning curve for me has been like this since the cancer, and it's like I'm just starting to like connect with the energies that, you know, like even your the people.
The issue
that are in my
is
life,
people
know,
like, listen and they give their power away. You have all the power that you need.
Mm-hmm.
It is yours to reclaim,
mm-hmm.
and unless you're willing to live that power,
because it's freedom. It's the freedom
right.
to exercise your libra bit.
Absolutely.
And this is like, this, so not to be in reaction, but to be in decision. And that's a very powerful place to be.
Yeah, actually, that is,
no,
you're right.
No, we're on the same wave.
So, so yeah, if you feel like singing, we'll take you in. You will be so welcome.
I don't want to commit to something I can't be
I
sure,
know.
But
and
I'm
please
going
go
to,
through.
But I think Christmas is...
Your treatment is important, too. You'll
I,
know how you feel when you come back.
Yeah, that's it. But I mean, it's nothing. It didn't stop me from just looking at the music there. It sounds like it's stuff I almost see anyway.
Yes, and it's... Like I said, I make simple arrangements because I know that the people I have in my choir are very challenged. You know, they can't read. So they have to go with instinct. So I write arrangements that have a lot of instinctual stuff. Actually, I think the most intricate lines I have dedicated were for the sopranos and the altos. I'm stressing those women out because they always sing the melody, they always get the nice parts, so stress on the new ones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's something you can learn.
Jan, you know, it's I'm pretty equanimous with knowing you have cancer and not having cancer, but I knew that something happened to you for you to be on the same wavelengths because I felt that from you. And it's like...
But I think I would have been even if I didn't go through that.
I think that's what, yeah. I think that's what, it just reveals what we are. It doesn't change us. It
no,
just
but it,
fundamentally reveals.
It certainly, now, it's a, every moment is a conscious choice. That's the most beautiful gift. The capacity to question and to know that if I'm here, I was here to learn how to do this, but I was also a teacher to someone. Mm-hmm. And that, there's always that counterbalance in life, always. Mm-hmm. And where I get into trouble is when I get protective of the people that I care about.
Mm.
Because then
yeah.
I'm like, then I'm in a different energy. I'm, you know, I'm, so like, I've been doing my own and I haven't been projecting any stuff, like splattering people with my stuff. But I think there were lessons learned this weekend
mm-hmm.
on both sides.
Yeah.
You know?
I still think, I think...
I can take some and I can dish it back out. So.
Well, you want things to create a space, ain't it? I want to do a shared space. Like, so if you have any projects, anytime, I'm thinking prop building, crazy stuff, you know, for music videos, if you ever need a, like, indoor space, sound stages, you know, like...
Well, you know that of me, I would have been asking. I asked you for a bicycle, we found one.
Yeah.
It
oh,
worked
yeah.
out perfectly.
Yeah.
It's zany enough and it's crazy enough and it's like everything I wanted.
Yeah.
It just happened. I knew it was going to be there.
It's beautiful, that all
yeah.
man arch bed.
Yeah, that's right.
La Minus
Instead
du
of doing La Venus de Milo, I did La Minus du Velo.
That was nice. That was
But you see, the one thing is, I'm always accepting of who you are and who you are. As every person. So that has been a blessing in my life because I accept people being who they are.
I try to not.
And, Jenny,
if I see any kind of person.
Well, the way you are too, except who, yeah. Did you get your Yanguni already? Oh, there it is.
My buddy Derek emailed and said, I'm thinking of going to the States tomorrow. Would you come along? So I know he needs to talk. When he wants to take me somewhere.
Because he has to talk.
Yeah. Actually, he doesn't have many friends. He's retired from the Army. And he was in communications, but communication is not his strong suit. You know, just understanding who he is and you know, I laugh it off most of the time. I think he's really funny because he spends his time bitching, sort of like Stuart. And I spin it around on him and he ends up seeing the nonsense of it.
I steered away from people that are negative because I just don't like being washed with that energy.
Yeah.
And so I just shut down.
I just, you know what? When I see Derek, I fill myself up and I protect myself with this white bubble.
Derek is your ex?
Huh?
I'm trying to remember who Derek is.
No, my ex is Charlie.
Charlie, okay.
No, Derek is just a friend.
Okay.
Yeah. And Derek has, like, only one other friend but me.
Oh, right, okay.
He naturally is unable to connect with people, so it makes it hard.
Does he have autism or something? Does he have some kind of autism? Or?
No, he's bipolar.
Huh?
But he's not a true bipolar.
Oh.
But he's also very gifted. He studied wizardry for too long. but so he knows the cooler end of things, but he's not into the energy. And although he's a spiritual seeker, he just cannot silence anything around him enough to be in the, any spiritual energy. So, but he caught me one day where I just made a comment and he got exactly what I meant. And I looked at him straight in the eye and he looked at me and he goes, "Oh, so you've known all along." I said, "Yes." So that's how I can tolerate things from him. I could not have him in my life in the sense that if he was, he couldn't be a closer friend because I couldn't tolerate it. But I do give him those little windows of time and he's not too demanding. But he's the kind of guy that will ring my doorbell one morning. He's on his way to Ottawa to see his other friend and he'll bring me a meal. I'm the only person he does that with.
Okay.
You know, he's
cooked something. Well, the POV has two friends.
No, but he doesn't bring food to his other friend. Oh. He'll call me and say, the wipers are on sale this weekend at Walmart. I'm saying, I'm busy all weekend. I can't go. I'll pick you some up. You know, so for your car, yes. What year is your car? So I tell him. He goes, $11.63, and he's got two wipers. Two wipers for $11.63. He bargain shops. That's all he has to. I mean, he does that every day because he's on a pension, right? So he has nothing to do.
Okay.
He's looking for things to do. And every time he finds a little something, I thought of you today because blah, blah, blah. And something sparks his mind, you know, and he off he goes and he brings me something, and I'm like, thank you so much. And I'm very grateful all the time with him.
Yeah.
To him, it's like, you know, and he's seen my website, and he goes, I want to meet these weird people. They sound kind of weird. They sound kind of funky. And I'm saying,
bring him over, man.
Yeah, he couldn't tolerate it.
Okay.
He couldn't.
No, eh?
No, no. You would. He's got fuzzy energy like this, and it's like, no. And so,
fuzzy. Okay.
So like I'm a buffer. But at the same time, he has this interest, and I'm sort of saying...
I'm a pretty good buffer, too. Though.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
So I'm saying to him, you know...
Now, don't worry, I'm just...
If you want to work on this, if you want to meet these people,
yeah.
This is what you have to do.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's too complicated. Well, I'm not really a social person. I don't really care to meet people and make friends. Well, okay. He's got a very... strained relationship with his daughters, and he went to Bali last year. No, he went to Thailand last year. He said it was paradise, but he was anxious to come home. Mm. You know?
So he's not
like,
really able
if
to
he's
be
got,
in the moment.
No. So if he's got paradise, he can't lap it all up.
Right.
It's like, to him, it's like, oh, I've seen paradise, but I can't live there. You know? So he's always like his worst enemy. He's always like, going back and forth. So yeah, and sometimes he'll start a sentence midway into a train of thought. You have to be able to jump in to know where he's at. So sometimes I make snide comments about, oh yeah, like just before we were talking about carrots and now we're growing, you've got feet like zucchini or something. And so he just goes, oh, I forgot to tell you. And then he'll catch up, you know. So he's like, he's really whizzing by. Like you have to be really, really sharp. But then, you know, the years that I worked for Brockville Psych, that's what I used to do. I had a crystal ball. I remember my caseload was full of the hardest patients that nobody else wanted to take. Multiple personalities, especially the borderline people are the hardest to deal with. And because you never know when they're gonna snap, right? And I remember this one session with this one patient of ours who was doing rather well and could go to a step-up program, which is the thought that we'd discharge us, but that she would be discharged from our program, and she didn't, you know, she knew all of us, and she didn't know any of the... She started having this panic attack, right?